How are the charters been affected now as we move into this eighth day of the government shutdown?
We've had a lot of cancellations, and mostly a lot of the school groups, because they are doing their field trips this time of year to go to the Holocaust, the Smithsonian's, the Capitol, anything, everything in D.C. that's closed down. I just finished, before I came down here, we work with the Smithsonian Residence Associates, and they just had to cancel Saturday because they always do their trips to national park areas. And since they're all closed down. So it's made us exceptionally busy with a lot of changes. Some will be able to reschedule, some not.
And what type of are you hearing on the other end of the phone when these people are calling you that are normally excited when they talk to you about the plans they're making for big events, but now having to call you and say, you know, we're not going to be able to do what we want to do?
I would say there's disappointment and there's anger. There's a lot of anger out there because, you know, a lot of, especially the schools, a lot of these field trips are tied into their curriculum that they're doing at the time. So it's throwing that all off. A lot of times these kids have raised a lot of money to do these trips, so they've got to tell the kids, sorry, can't go, and explain to them why. And I'm not sure anybody's really able to do that. But, yeah, a lot of it, I'd say anger and major disappointment.
A lot of frustration?
A lot of frustration. A lot of frustration in my office.
And how is that with all the folks that you work with here, folks that live in our neighborhoods all around the Baltimore and Washington area, how are they dealing with the impact of this with the, from your end, your standpoint, with a lot of these charters that they would be involved with being canceled for the time being?
Well, for right now, the biggest impact is our drivers are losing money, and they will not be repaid. If they don't work, they don't get paid. So everything that's canceled is not only lack of revenue to the company, but they flat out just don't get paid and won't be reimbursed. As time goes on and these people reschedule, the company can recoup money, but it may not go to that driver. It may not go, I mean, it will just replace it from another charter that we're doing. As far as the local, again, that's a lot of the people that we work with that are frustrated. Nobody knows what to do.
And it's hard to make plans. I mean, when you're driving and you've got a schedule, you can make your plans and what you're going to do in this stuff. Right now, they're in limbo and they're basically looking at the calendar, not knowing when they're going to be driving again, how many miles they're going to be out, how many hours they're going to get. And that makes it tough for them to plan also.
Absolutely. And even with, like, we have customers that fly in town. We have one group that comes in every couple months for a nurses meeting in D.C., and they always do a night tour. Well, there's not a lot to tour, but they had already pre-arranged these, pre-signed up for them, so they're going to do it, but what they're going to see is not real Washington, and that's really a travesty.
Kind of tough looking at a lot of the buses that would normally be out and about, just sitting on the lot here at the offices?
Very tough. Not used to them sitting around this time of year especially.
And this is a real busy time of year?
This is typically a peak time of year because the weather is usually very nice, and especially for seniors because a lot of the kids have gone back to school. So there's a lot of fall foliage going on, just a lot of things happening, and usually it's very busy.
Mike, what type of impact are you seeing from a standpoint of, I know you move a lot of government workers, a lot of folks that go into a lot of the areas where their government offices ride a lot of your commuter buses. How is that being impacted now? What are you guys seeing?
We operate 4 contracts with the state, and there's a large government facility on each one of those, whether it be the Department of Defense at Fort Meade, NIH in Bethesda, FDA down in White Oak, or just getting them to the metro right to go downtown. What we're seeing there is since last Friday, the MTA just asked us today for numbers of our ridership to see where it's impacting. So I'm sure the state will be looking and make some decisions as well. All of these runs that we do are bid on by our drivers every quarter. So this is the guaranteed work that they look forward to for the next, you know, 3 months. So I believe that if things don't rectify themselves in D.C. soon, that, you know, the commuter service is going to be cut. And again, here's paychecks that these guys, you know, bid on as a guaranteed Monday through Friday job that may or may not be there in the near future.
And what are the rough numbers you're looking at? I mean, you, when those doors open up, are you guys really seeing fewer and fewer and a real distinctive less number of people getting on and off the Airbuses?
Oh, absolutely. Just putting some figures together for MTA today, from October 1st, the first day of the shutdown, through the end of last week, we've seen a 30 to 40% decrease in ridership when the commuter runs themselves.
That's an incredible number when you look at that as an impact, both on those people that normally ride your buses into and out of work and for your company also.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the line runs are a significant part of our business here. And our drivers take this job very personally. If a driver goes on vacation or takes a day off, they make relationship with these commuters. And it's, you know, take good care of my people while I'm away. It's a very serious part of our business, you know, of getting people to work and to home safely and on time every day. So when these folks are not seeing, when our drivers aren't seeing their regulars come and go every day, it's taking an impact on them. And I'm sure it's weighing on our drivers' minds, too, as to, you know, how long is the state going to let us keep doing this before, you know, they start taking money out of my pocket.
And is that something you guys have to think about on a daily basis now, the longer and longer this goes on?
Oh, absolutely, because what happens is we get paid by the trip. If they diminish the number of trips that we do, it, number one, affects the company's revenue, and then, you know, last but not least, it affects the driver's individual wallets.
And like you say, when a bus, let's say, is maybe leaving here in Howard County and going down to Silver Spring, when that bus comes back and they're waiting for people to get on, those people aren't getting on right now.
No. I mean, on our trips from Hagerstown into Shady Grove, where people continue in on the red line, we literally leave people on the curb in Urbana some days because we have such a robust number of people that ride there. The few people that are left. We'd have a bus of 50 people. That's now 28 to 30 people a day.
What are you telling your drivers as you talk with them right now as this thing continues to continue on?
We can just be honest with them. The state this morning asked for us for ridership numbers, which I'm sure that they'll start putting through their process to see how much service is necessary and required, or, you know, do we adjust times? Do we adjust the number of trips that we do a day? So all we can do is just tell them what we hear from the state as far as we go. The state has been very open and honest in saying that, you know, it'll be business as usual until further notice. But now that they're collecting data, further notice could be coming pretty soon.
No business model puts all their eggs in one basket, but with something that is so out of the ordinary like this with the government shutdown, it's hard for a company like you in a local area like this not to be impacted and not to have control over that.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things that our company's done pretty well, is that our commuter service is about 30 to 35% of our overall business, and the charter business is, you know, the 60 to 65% that makes up for that. But when you have it coming at you from both ends, if the charter service is being diminished, something as simple as a school field trip that you know, we take for granted this time of year, as do the students, if the Smithsonian's not open, you can't go. That impacts us, you know, and we're talking 4, 5, 6 trips a day. That all adds up, and then when you take the bread, you know, the guaranteed money that we have from the state through our contract coming in, you know, we base our financial obligations and make financial decisions for our company based on that revenue coming in every month. And if that would unexpectedly decrease, you know, it puts the whole company into a bit of jeopardy.
I would imagine the two words you'd like to hear right now is, or maybe three words: it's over.
Yes, absolutely, because, you know, like we keep saying, it's affecting not just the government workers. It's affecting our drivers. We're not buying fuel. People that are flying in, changing their mind, not coming, so the hoteliers aren't getting it. The restaurants aren't getting their money. It is so widespread that every time I hear them, and I you know, the federal workers is one thing, but there are millions and millions of people, not just in this area, but like I said, we have a 15-day trip coming up that is going to all national parks. It's a battlefield tour. The people are flying in from Washington State. We still don't know what's going to happen with that.
And tough running a business and also being the provider for employees, not knowing. I mean, they don't teach us that in business school, not knowing.
No, absolutely. And, you know, this is a family-owned and operated business. And as we say here, this is a family business. Everyone here is like a member of a big family. And to see any member of our family, you know, take on a hardship because of something that's completely out of our control is going to be tough.